In the Philippines, the nationwide death toll from last week's landslides and flooding stood at more than 600 today, with hundreds of thousands of people still displaced and damage from the worst flooding in 40 years expected to run into the hundreds of millions of dollars. The recent back-to-back storms that pounded the northern Philippines caused floods and landslides that washed away roads and bridges in the mountainous provinces and have made rescue and relief efforts difficult. About 700 U.S. soldiers who were in the region for military exercise have been brought in to aid the relief effort. And staying in the Philippines, the Bishop of Mindanao has appealed to the kidnappers of 78-year-old Columban missionary Father Michael Sinot to release the priest who is sick and in need of vital medicines. The area is home to several Muslim radical groups, including the Abu Sayyaf, which is a terrorist organization notorious for high-profile kidnappings, though no group has yet claimed responsibility for the kidnapping of the priest. The media director for the Catholic Bishops' Conference of the Philippines, Monsignor Pedro Quitorio, told us that priests' work in the poorest and most remote parts of the country make them easy targets for kidnapping.
We have here a news that somebody told us that the priest has a heart condition, and we're asking that he be released because of that.
Is there any reason why they're targeting priests?
The priests, since the beginning, we have already several priests who have been kidnapped for the past several years. The priests are open. We are all open to kidnapping. Our mission is exactly that, to help people, and that makes us very vulnerable to kidnapping. But even with that, our work for evangelization, does not prevent us from doing what we do. As of this moment, we don't know who did it. Some people are speculating that it must be, again, a ragtag of the Muslim group, but we cannot be very certain because we have reports that they have this group of armed men took him, five of them, but we don't know who they are, because even the Moro Islamic Liberation Front, the vice chairman, Jaafar Ghazali, said that they are condemning this act of kidnapping the Irish priest. So we cannot really be certain.